Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, yeah! You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jungle Jack Hanna later on this morning. Petey Mack will be here. Wrap up the weekend of football. Your Vikes play?
They did not play this past weekend, so I really didn't have to worry about watching that football on Sunday.
No,
pay attention to
the Arizona State won
the race.
Yep. Craig,
pay attention to Kyle.
Yep. Join the program.
Okay. Yes, Arizona State made it interesting. You probably saw the two.
I didn't watch your game. I was watching my game.
No, the game you attended were that was probably two better teams.
They're both 6-3 going in.
Quality teams going in. Already had their
Wisconsin,
bowl game in hand.
Yeah, the bowl game's already in hand, right?
Once they went into the game,
we were right by the exit where Wisconsin walks out, and it still amazes me the size of linemen, especially Wisconsin's. Do they just push like trucks around in Wisconsin?
Yeah, they seem to grow linemen.
Oh my
there.
God! And granted, we beat them in the trenches, but they were physically bigger, and it was like, what the hell, man?
But like every
year, they were just freaking huge.
Every year, 2-3 of the starting linemen from Wisconsin get drafted.
There was like wheat sticking out of their head from pushing around hay bales or something. It was just crazy, man. And there was some douchebag sitting down below us with a cheese hat on. And wrong team, wrong place. Get the hell out of here, you dumbass with a cheese hat.
Yeah, that's
not Wisconsin. That's
one
Green
thing
Bay.
I like about the University of Wisconsin is
they don't wear cheese on their head.
They don't necessarily embrace the, you know, they don't turn people with cheese on their head away because you know you want everybody cheering for your team that you can.
Right.
But they don't adopt a
now. Granted, the cheese might have kept his head warm.
A piece of cheese in the shape of a W.
Right.
They don't go.
No,
with
there was
that.
No, there was no W. It was just a cheese head.
Right. They give the cheese thing to the dumb football fans of that state or the nation.
I was just trying to,
for that matter,
God has taken us a different direction. I was just saying that's a Packer thing, Wisconsin fans. I know it's the same state, but you know, come on, don't wear the cheese at a Wisconsin game.
Well, you know how Todd gets.
Well, now, when he has 2 hours
you
sleep,
knew that.
when
he hears about the Packers,
I know.
No matter how much sleep he's got,
he gets angry.
But obviously,
he does get angry.
A lot of these college fans are probably a little better educated than your Packer fan from Wisconsin.
Well,
they may have gone to
you mean Wisconsin fans.
Yeah, they may have gone to a little bit of school. maybe not the University of Wisconsin. Maybe one of the affiliates of the University of Wisconsin, but they may have an inkling of what education is like.
So you're suggesting maybe the Wisconsin fans have some college.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm suggesting. And if you have some college, you then know that cheese,
more than likely to put cheese.
Yeah, is not a hat. But those who haven't, you know, the sixth grade education.
Now he's winning me over now. I think he's right about that.
I think
if you have some college, you realize cheese is not a hat.
I have some college, and cheese is a hat.
The fifth grade
Wilson
education.
I have a full-on degree, and then cheese is a hat.
But
from the UNO,
I think a lot of people who went to one-room schoolhouses feel the same as you. You're in the minority.
All right, I'm sorry I brought it up.
To be that educated.
No, you're not.
And still.
Well, I didn't think he'd go off the rails like
have
this.
Have that school of thought.
He's not going to stop.
I know
is
he's
he?
Not. No, he's not.
But if he stops talking, he's going to fall over and pass out. He's just going to keep going.
Yeah, there's
go
that.
Go ahead.
Well, it's Family Stories Month.
Plus, they shouldn't charge you for drinks if your flight is freaking 2 hours late.
They should not.
I hate aisle donkeys that charge for drinks because a lot of the cool ones won't ask for your card or coupons.
I got charged yesterday from Harrisburg to Detroit, and I said, I didn't hear your announcements. Are you serving alcohol? And she goes, yes, can I get a Bloody Mary? $8 cash. I'm thinking, I got it. But she, I think she wanted me just to not, she would have had to bend down an extra inch to get to the vodka.
And why cash? You get, they can't swipe your card? They can't boop your thing there?
It was a, it's Delta, but it was probably a subsidiary of them, probably SkyWest or something like that.
Because every flight I've been on recently, they tell you they prefer a card.
All the way around.
They don't want your cash.
Either way, I got them both.
They want your card.
I had them both.
Oh, I got Bloody Mary money. Right,
yeah. I got Bloody Mary
Don't
money.
Don't test me.
Don't test me.
Look at me.
If I'm not driving, you can keep them coming. But I got to drive when I land. Not
Do that, I look like somebody who flight. Jokes around about alcohol?
as exactly. I was still Coors Light puffy from the day before, believe me. Coors Light puffy.
Coors That's Light puffy. Speaking of that. They sell beer.
I know. I saw you.
At Sun Devil Stadium.
You trolled me there, too. Not that I needed a beer at 17 degrees temperature, but still.
Sure it would have helped.
Yeah, well, I had a bunch before I went in, but I would have needed one, right?
And it's not like you got to go to the leper colony like you do in Colorado right. where there's just a beer-drinking area.
Right.
You can actually bring it into the stands. And this apparently happened.
All the stands.
Last year.
Colleges are starting to do that.
Here's
cool
another
places.
Thing.
Cool places will do
I'll
that.
Give Sun Devil credit for it. It's not really that elaborate of a facility, but when they introduced that, they were making some improvements. And this is the one of the few stadiums I've been to that I said, wow, they have like too many bathrooms here.
Nobody says that.
Yeah. There was ample bathroom space.
They might add.
Is that because the stadium was half full?
Or they added Coors Light to the menu. That's more peeing.
Both.
That's more peeing.
Both. First of all, you know, the fact that they lead the nation in consecutive non-sellout games.
Well, they got a big stadium. Relax.
Yeah.
There's more things to do in Phoenix,
well,
too.
Yeah, that's
more things to do in
That's
Phoenix.
Another thing to be said. You find a lot of places that don't sell out have other options.
Yeah. But still, though, I think that's nice to have beer in the stadium.
Yeah. And bathrooms.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to, you know, pace myself. I was driving. So it was a beer, water, because it was kind of warm. You know, it was getting a little warm in the sun.
Wait, you were the responsible one in the party?
I was. I had to be.
Were you driving three-year-olds or what? Who was?
Yeah, they looked around and said, no, Todd's the one that's going to be the responsible one here.
Yeah.
You had to find yourself a sober brother-in-law. That's what I got.
I couldn't. Yeah. Count on anyone else because they were either staying near the stadium or somewhere where you could Uber for $5.
You could Uber too.
Well, no, I gotta.
Oh, go. you weren't responsible for like driving the whole party home.
No,
or anything.
No.
Oh, okay, I get that then.
I just had to go back up to.
Todd was the DD,
but just for him.
That's never been said.
Hang out with Dad.
All right. Did you meet Dad's woman?
Oh yeah.
What's she like, little hottie?
She's fun.
Nice ass?
She's about 5 foot nothing.
Oh, that means she has a nice ass.
Yeah.
But she's starting to settle.
He's got a spinner.
Person. A fiery.
I'm not denying that, Craig.
Sicilian chick from Buffalo, New York.
All right.
And she liked all the Brandt boys.
Well, she likes one really well, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Is she rocking that? Did you ask him?
I didn't ask.
Did your son ask him?
You didn't want to ask.
She come wandering out of the bedroom in the morning?
Did she have like a Bill shirt hanging down to her knees naked?
No. Oh, but I saw.
Can you give me that coffee cup off the top shelf there?
You bring that up. My favorite.
You saw
look
the gravy train coming
ever
out the back there?
No, I saw.
Sorry,
this.
That's a reference to a skit we saw against
gravy Madison. Funnel.
Gravy
at the
funnel.
Football game. I said it was a girl, college age girl, in an Arizona State T-shirt, and it was one of those T-shirts that hang just below the end of the shorts.
Hang on a second here.
So it looks like she's got jammies on, ready to go to bed, she moves around a little bit, you can tell she's got a pair of jean shorts under there.
I'm guessing she was hot, right?
Shirt just, you know, maybe an inch past the shorts.
This wasn't on your future mother-in-law? Or your future future stepmom,
We'll get
right?
back to her later.
Okay, yeah. Well, yes, we will.
But I remember seeing that at the stadium, and I remember making a mental note of how I really like that look. Ladies, if you employ that look, do it. Especially at work. Just wear a T-shirt that's slightly longer than the shorts that you're wearing.
How old is your dad's woman?
I think they're about the same age.
Okay. So she's in her late 70s, right?
And Dad's 80, so she's probably late 70s. 80.
All right. So I do apologize for that pooper reference, I guess. Don't
thank you.
No, you don't.
I thought she was like 40 or 35 no, or something like that. I think you still have a nice pooper at 80. Puss, I'll tell you that.
Hey. Hey.
He does tell us that, doesn't he?
We don't want to hear it when he brings it up. Why are you talking about this again? It's crazy.
Why do you have to tell us over and over?
I'm sorry. I'm a little goofy.
You're not.
No, I'm not sorry to you. Yeah. Sorry because to everybody. Sorry to everybody listening.
He gets tired of showing it off and we don't notice. We notice, we just don't acknowledge, and we probably should acknowledge more often. Say
so
things like, put that away. Just put that ass away right now.
Put that ass away right here.
Well, I don't get a lot of this story. However, we're going to do it anyway.
All right. Then stop us.
Good.
Fossilized dinosaur proteins and burnt toast share similar chemical compounds.
Yeah.
Carbon? Couldn't you say that about anything?
No.
Like a
scientists say under the right conditions, soft tissue from dinosaurs can be fossilized during that process. The tissue experiences chemical transformations that are similar to those that burnt toast experiences.
Idiot scientist.
That's another good band name. The Burnt Toast Experience.
Yeah, they're with the Strawberry Needle Scare this weekend. Touring the country. Good bands.
The reason for this, the reason they're putting this out, is they think this could help paleontologists know where to look for preserved soft tissue better than they have before.
I believe in dinosaurs.
No. But I saw burnt toast and dinosaur proteins. And
you had to read it.
Who can
resist that story?
Yeah, who can resist that?
Yeah, but whenever most I news see organizations. Paleontologist.
Not this one.
Not this one, no. I'm with you on that.
This is not an organization.
Not this one.
It's one man.
Yeah, paleontologist is short for...
That's true. Craig is the editor.
Complete moron.
Right. All complete.
Yeah. You don't get much dumber than a paleontologist.
No.
Tries to tell you what went on 7,000 years ago, and we know God wasn't even done then.
Yep. Start giving us diets and whatnot.
Millions of years ago, you mean?
What's the caveman diet?
Paleo.
Paleo, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the K-E-T-O? How's that
there's
pronounced?
Another one, yeah.
Keto.
Keto?
Keto, yeah.
Yeah, and then what's that all about?
It's a diet.
Yeah,
but you know, heavy fats and not a lot of carbs and other things.
Seems to be, I'm working on portions of that diet at least.
Yeah.
I work on portions of paleo, portions of keto.
Well, it's another one of those, that, you know, depending on what you read, it's either the greatest thing ever or a stupid fad.
Right.
It's just.
All that stuff works for a little bit, but then you have to go back to eating regular stuff. And then you put down,
I don't know if it's a lifestyle.
But that seems to be the thing now. I read a lot
the
about
keto,
it.
The keto,
people are going for it on
social
media.
A lot of those don't have alcohol involved in those diets.
I know.
Most of them.
They don't factor
all of
that
them
in.
All of them,
none of them factor in the consumption of alcohol.
Every time we talk to Dr. Ian, he always bitches at us.
So none of them really work for me. Do you have a diet where the consumption of alcohol is even included?
Right.
Oh, no, we never thought to put that on our list. Well, what the hell?
I think there is one out there, but it's just called Raging Alcoholic. That's just your diet plan.
And you don't eat. And you don't eat, right?
Yeah,
you end up dying. I know a couple guys.
Oh, well.
Yeah, maybe your spleen explodes
or something. That's a popular college trend is, you know, you don't eat and you get your calories from alcohol later in the day. And
I got calories from both in college. Because when you got drunk, you went and ate a lot.
Pizza and beer.
Right.
You have to.
You know, I know a guy that used to work out pretty hard, but he was also an alcoholic. And I asked him, you know the guy years ago. We used to hang out with the dude once in a while. There might be some other things that helped us lose weight, too, back then. But he said, how do you handle when you're really hungry? He goes, well, if I'm drinking, I just don't eat, you know. I don't know how you do that.
Been my experience. That's a bad plan.
It is, because when you end up
blacked out.
Well, if you have one beer, too, you're hungry. Any kind of alcohol in your system, it makes you hungry.
Yeah.
It makes you double hungry, right?
Yeah, and you lack a little carbohydrates or something if you're going to go work out.
Well, I was at the Chili's in Detroit. I'm not bragging.
You kind of are.
And the Detroit airport, and they have all the calories on their menu. And we're just, And I just, you know, I drank a lot over the weekend. So, so like a Blue Moon was the 16 ounces, 200 calories. I'm thinking, well, we're adding that in. In fact, we're adding two of those in. And then the food, I mean, you had to go lie down to some salmon to get like a 600-calorie thing or something like that. But Ryder got this chicken on waffles thing, but it was like honey glazed, and it was like 3,000 calories. But he heard me talking about calories. I said, no, you can do this. You're a lucky boy.
Yeah.
Eat the crap out of that.
You need to beef up.
Yeah, eat the crap out of that.
Just try to keep the syrup out of your beard,
but
you
bastard. I'm telling you, though, the calories on menus is such a double-edged sword if you don't want to be really, really fat. Because you think stuff's good for you just because by the way it sounds, and you look at the calories, and it's not. It's a lot of calories and a lot of stuff that sounds good.
Yeah, going to a restaurant.
No, I don't really care. Believe me, I still put down two beers and had a piece of one of his chicken.
Most people who go to those restaurants don't care. I don't know why. Is it a federal
regulation
now?
It does make you stop.
It makes you think.
It makes more than one person stop. I guarantee you there's people in those restaurants that aren't overweight that do stop. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it does ruin your dining experience.
It totally ruins it. It totally ruins it. But I understand why it's a law.
But it's probably for the better.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely for the better.
Yeah. But I'm kind of with you, Todd. If I'm going to go out to eat,
I don't care either. Especially something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll eat responsibly at home.
Yeah.
And there's not much for...
But I'd add the beer calories in there.
If you've got a bunch of 55-plus communities, like where my dad lives.
Yeah.
It's all chain restaurants. There's very little local fare that you can sample.
Don't you hate hearing that word 55-plus? Do you see 55-year-old people walking around there? No.
Those are their kids.
What 55-year-old? That's their kids, exactly. What 55-year-old want to live with a bunch of 85-year-olds? I mean, what the hell? I think they got to raise that. That 55-plus community thing was like 30 years ago.
I know.
You started seeing those around. It should be 65-plus.
Yeah, because my parents didn't move in there till they were probably in their 70s. Right.
This woman know your mom?
No.
Back to her?
No.
All right.
In fact, the story I get is it wasn't too long.
Your dad got condoms laying around?
After mom died. I didn't check. But see, my sister talked like she knew this
Craig's
woman.
Craig's more disgusted than Todd. Todd expects this to be. Craig, you should too.
My sister had only met this woman once.
Right.
And it was when, dad was out at some event.
Yeah.
And he's outside smoking, and my sister decides to join him. By the way, I got to watch him smoke a lot over the weekend. Okay.
But you didn't join in?
No.
All right, good job.
But they were talking, and she left, and my sister went to dad. She seems like a really nice lady. You should ask her out. This was probably six months ago. But that's the only time she's met her, was the initial time
sleep with her. Did
that,
you say that
dad
to her?
Met her. No, I'm not going to say
that. You're
probably
backed up, Dad.
Because
you should tap that, Dad.
I'm pretty sure I don't have to feed that thought to him.
No, he's a grown man.
Yeah.
It's his first strange in
50
years.
He knows what to do.
No, I'm saying your sister should have told him that.
Tap that? Yeah.
Girls she seems like a nice lady. You should tap that.
Take it from a guy who lost his mom years ago. My sisters never said that to my dad. You should tap that. Even my dad
would
be
a lot
younger.
Cooler if they did.
Would have been a lot cooler.
Would have been cooler.
Yeah, I said that to him.
But sisters tend not to say that
you should
to their dads about their new girlfriend.
You should
or
tap
potential
that.
New girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah,
you should tap that.
But I think they hang around on pretty much a daily basis.
Her husband dead?
Or just divorced.
Oh, is he in, is this a guy in the area still?
No.
Oh, not the guy
that was
the one
compound. That was the one he dropped.
Yeah, because that'd be old guy fighting in the alley right by the golf carts.
Yeah. She's been divorced for a long, long time, and I think most of her family is upstate New York.
Oh, so.
Some.
That'd be the key if he flies to Buffalo to meet her family.
Right, her daughters.
Meet her mom.
A lot of her family is down in Arizona, so he has actually met a lot of her family.
Yeah. Is she an old? Hold it! What is she? Oh, she's not Hispanic. She's a
Sicilian.
Sicilian.
Okay, got it, so.
That's what I told Dad.
Is she is she a Ditka?
You
talk to her about politics?
No.
Good. Don't bring it up.
Not really. She was discussing
the border.
What do you do on your radio show? I said, well, if politics does come
we
up,
talk about my dad tapping your ass.
Yeah.
or whatever.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.